It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, owner and founder of Cannabama, the CBD store here in Mobile, Alabama. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, just a block up from Wenzel's behind the Delta Bike Project. Most people know where those two things are. If you're at Wenzel's on Dolphin Street, turn your head to the left a little bit. You can't miss this tall orange building right behind Delta Bike Project. And that's our little corner of the world. We love it. You can call the store if you have any questions or need a consultation. It's 251-255-5155, and you can shop online. Check us out, look at magazine articles and news segments, and listen to my catchy song on the media section, or listen to episodes of this show from the last 2 years, almost 2 years we've been doing this. And more on cannabama.com. We also have an online store there. And you can order to have something shipped, or you can order for local pickup just to make sure that we don't run out of your favorite products, because holy Lord, we've been doing that a little bit lately. I had plenty of, gummies on Thursday and Friday, and by the end of Saturday, there were none, just none. So I'm scrambling all over Alabama and surrounding states trying to make sure that I can get some before Friday, especially given that it's Munchie Monday. Anyway, but we have daily specials, Munchie Monday, Topical Tuesday, Wash Up Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday, Flower Friday, Super Saturday, and Soothing Sunday. Every day during the week, we have 10% off one product category, and then on the weekend, we do a 20% off, and we sort of just pick whatever we think people need more of, and discount it 20%. So we also have a loyalty program. When you come in, for every dollar you spend, you get a point, and for points, you get $5 off, $10 off, 10% off when you sign up, all kinds of good stuff like that from five stars. And whenever you come in, make a purchase, just put your phone number in, and you can opt in to get text messages about sales, emails, things like that when we're doing something like a flash sale and we haven't had a chance to get it out on social media, or you don't use social media, which all three of you need to get on social media. But anyway, so it was my birthday this weekend, and we had a great time at the store. And I still haven't given away any prizes, but I'm going to do that probably tomorrow on a live video, because I said I was giving away stuff. We did do 43% off sale because I turned 43. So we had a great day on Saturday, and we had a little impromptu karaoke. It was really fun. My kids had a great time. My big kid was the biggest kid. And I got a Tupac t-shirt from my friend Tony, who is also known as Lil Hick. So that was probably the coolest birthday gift I've ever been given. And it even said, it was a line from Poetic Justice that said, but I think you're pretty, what was it? I think you're pretty cool, though, or something like that. I just screwed that up. But anyway, it made me feel real special. But anyway, everybody that really knows me knows I love Tupac. I know, right? You can tell by looking at me. But anyway, so upcoming stuff real quick. We're going to have a 420 event. We tried to coordinate to be able to get a big event in Bienville Square, and that really didn't work out. So we're going to try for next year. But we are going to do an event at the store in downtown. We will have it at 420 in the afternoon on 420. And maybe it'll last 4 hours and 20 minutes. I don't know. But we're going to have vendor booths. We're going to have Al Ramp there. We're going to have Alabama Normal there. Anybody else who wants to be represented, I'm inviting other retailers, farms. I know Coastal Alabama Organics is going to be there. Curative is going to be there. A bunch of brands that we sell at the store. And then Cannabosum will be there. They make our Blueberry OG in-house cartridges and our Bubba Kush pre-rolls. So anyway, we're still getting all that together, but we're going to have plenty of swag, lots of free samples. We'll have some music, probably have a live remote with Tony and just celebrate, you know? We do have access to not all of cannabis, but the vast majority of it. And it's definitely something to celebrate. And given that we're voting on a medical bill here in Alabama, I think that it's important that we're out and normalizing the use of cannabis and teaching people that it's not what they think it is. And it's nothing to be afraid of, and it helps so many people. So, you know, come on out to Cannabama on 420. That's April 20th on a Tuesday. We'll start at 420, and we'll go for, you know, the rest of the evening because we're open till 7. So, you know, we're going to be there at least till then. But come after work. You know, come after school. Come by and at least say hi and get some free stuff. So it'll be fun. Anyway, and you know, who cares what your neighbors think? Your neighbors are smoking it too, y'all. Come on, let's be real. Come on. Anyway, so I think that's all. Oh, next week, I have a special guest that I was so pumped to score. She is an author. Her name is, she's got four names. It's great. It's Danielle something something. No, Danielle Simone Laborde or something. I can't remember. This is terrible. But she wrote a book called Weed Moms. And basically the premise of the book, which she's all the rage right now. She's on lots of different podcasts and she's being interviewed all over the place, featured in magazines. I think High Times did a thing on her. But the book is basically talking about how cannabis can make you a better partner and a better parent. You know, just like mommy needs a glass of wine, people should be able to say mommy needs a joint or mommy needs her oil. And it should be just as acceptable. It should be more acceptable because wine could kill you if you drank enough of it. Wine could kill other people if you drank enough of it. And we know that legal cannabis products will not do that. So anyway, I'm excited about doing that. And then today I met this sweetest, tallest guy in the world. His name is William Romeo, and he is Prophet on Call of Duty, and he was an American Gladiator. He's an actor from LA. He's in town for a little while, and he came into my store, and I got to meet him and take a crazy looking picture because I'm 5'1 with him, but he's so sweet, and he's going to come and do the show on the 19th. So I'm so excited. We got the next couple weeks. We've got some exciting guests. And so we'll get right to it. Tonight, we are talking to Dr. Heather Watson, who we've spoken with last year on 420, ironically. She is an analytical biochemist and owner of Southern Apothecary and Task Labs. Heather, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I don't feel as cool as the video game guy.
I know. He was so tall. I was like, I look like a 6-year-old standing next to you. And he's so funny. And he had a t-shirt on that had his video game character. And it was so cool. But he's very animated. We had a great time. And, you know, sometimes you run into people that you never planned to meet. I wasn't even supposed to be in the store today. And, it's like you get like a special message from God, like, you're doing good, you're doing great, keep going, you know, I got you. And it was one of those things.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay, so tell us about Southern Apothecary first, and then we'll talk about your education in the next segment.
Okay. Southern Apothecary is a hemp extraction company. We started with we started working with the local farmers as soon as legal hemp was allowed to be grown in Alabama. We mm-hmm. were working with the West Coast farmers in medical marijuana for a long time in remediation, and we kind of saw the way THC was being reduced and overprocessing and the extra chemicals that were added that were unnecessary to get a really natural, effective product. Mm-hmm. And we just decided we wanted to do it a better way, and so ours only is touching food grade ethanol and like stainless steel, anything that you can use in a kitchen, a commercial kitchen. It's the only thing that's going to ever touch your flour or your final product. We don't do any of the acids or any of the bleaching clays or anything that's going on to remediate.
Okay, and remediate meaning to reduce the delta 9 THC content, right?
Correct. We don't do anything except extract the plant as it grows. So we have strains that are high in CBG, high in CBD, and we leave those terpenes and everything in there, the chlorophylls. So really, it's all single strain,
right,
and they're all from Alabama. So
right.
It says Lifter on the bottle. It's like squeezing that strain into the bottle. You're getting all of the fragrance and the taste of Lifter and the same effects.
Right. And you guys made our house brand raw tinctures, because we did not have a raw tincture, and the first products I ever tried were raw. And I've always had a great respect for raw products, so I only wanted to work with you guys on that. And so it's been very effective for a lot of people. When we come back from the break, we're going to get to know Heather a little bit more, talk about Task Labs, and then move on to the hot subject of right now everywhere, Delta 8. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking with Heather Watson, Dr. Heather Watson, who is an analytical biochemist and owner of Southern Apothecary and Task Labs. Heather, tell us a little bit about your background and your education, how you kind of got into cannabis. Just give us a good picture of who you are.
Okay, so I have a PhD in analytical chemistry with a focus on mass spectrometry, which basically just measures exactly what compounds, their masses in a mixture. So we separate them out, we measure the mass.
Okay.
So that was the focus, along with studying children's disease called Friedreich's ataxia in my postdoctorate. So different proteins that are involved with different pathways of disease. And when you're studying things like that, you're also interested in treatment. And, of course, I started looking at big pharma, and I decided that that was not the route I wanted to go after I finished my postdoc. And I started looking at all of the different natural products and that organic chemists work with. They take plants, and they spend their entire 5 years of their PhD program really trying to recreate a synthetic pathway to create what the plant's already doing naturally.
Right.
And that ends up being a lot of times the compound that they're using in big pharma to treat something.
Right.
But as we know, in plant medicine, that there might have been other things that were involved in those biochemical pathways and into the treatment.
Right.
And they could have been involved, and they pulled all that out. They didn't fully understand that. And so I started getting into plant medicine and trying to figure out what the other dominoes are involved. That what if I knock this one over, did I pull something out that was also needing to knock this other thing over in the pathway?
Right.
So I started studying plant medicine, but it's really hard to get funding for that. You know, NSF, NIH, they're not wanting to throw money at that.
Right. Because you're not going to get FDA approval, and the pharma companies are only interested in things that they can, you know, patent and monopolize, in my experience.
Yes.
And so,
I try to find a balance between, all right, we've got to have quality and we have to have regulation, but we also need to keep it as natural as possible.
Right. I agree so much that there needs to be more regulation, within reason, of course, you know, not just shutting everything down because you can, but making sure that everyone has integrity. Everyone is transparent. No one's cutting corners, because it is sometimes life or death for some people.
Absolutely.
I totally agree with that. And leaving the plant as close to as is as possible, because like we talked about with the raw tinctures, you know, I know that having every component of the plant makes it just so much more highly effective. You know, even when you're talking about something like brain chemistry, yes, CBD helps balance your brain chemistry, but the omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids and the vitamins and minerals and things that are in it also, you know, the terpenes and the flavonoids, all those things play a part. And what makes cannabis so diverse, I think, is beautiful that there's so many different strains, because there's an infinite amount of people's chemical makeup. And everybody's needs are different. And so there's so many versions of the plant that can be used. And I think that is divine to me. That is divine design, because we are all different, but we all have the same basic needs.
I agree. I just think scientists get so excited about, what can I patent? What can I make money on? Let's isolate the one thing and commercialize. And I saw that so often when I was in industry. And I just wanted to go back to as natural as possible. So I think we're the only single strain extract out there.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen anyone else taking advantage of that. I just think that's the way to do it.
Right. No, I agree. You guys, both you and Corey, are definitely some of the smartest people I know. You really are. I mean, you guys always, I'm like, I don't even know what you're saying, but it sounds good. coming from a college dropout who hasn't had a job since 2001, you know, it's not hard to top my abilities, but, you know, I just never got a chance to finish school and go on and do things like that. And sometimes, you know, I have people tell me, you should go to medical school. But I'm glad I didn't, because then I would be brainwashed. You know,
yes, you'd be owned.
I would be, yeah, bought and paid for, because I grew up poor. You know, I would still be paying for medical school. And I know some of the doctors that treated me, that kept me an addict and almost killed me and killed my son. Those doctors are either still out there practicing and lying their faces off, or they're in prison for killing people with drugs. So, you know, I mean, it's a messed up thing. People forget that medicine is a business and money is what makes the world go around. And sadly, that is the truth.
It's true. I have only recently discovered some pain management doctors that are willing to work with Delta 8 and with hemp and talk
really?
To me about maybe the re-education of them, because they're not completely owned by Big Pharma.
Right, right. Well, I hear the opposite. Every time a pain management doctor becomes part of the conversation, even they threaten their patients, even yeah. with isolate, you know,
absolutely.
which is not going to give them a failed drug test. They want them to believe that they'll fail, so they won't use it, because they're not going to come back, and they know it.
They're going to lose the business.
Right, and that's deeply personal to me, because, you know, my drug of choice was pain pills. And,
absolutely.
You know, and they do. They drug test you like every other month. And some of them every time you go, because, yeah. you know, and you got to have what they're giving you in your system, and you can't have anything else. And the biggest thing that they harp on is weed.
Absolutely.
It's really, really silly. Because, I mean, you know, a lot of people are, you know, using it because the pain medicine doesn't help you with pain. You know,
I hear that all the time.
It doesn't. Right. It makes it worse. I can tell you from experience, 3 months, and I read that once you're off of it for a while and it sort of flushes itself out, you'll have less pain. And I'm like, there's no way that I'll have less pain than when I'm high as a kite on oxys. And it was true. 2-3 months later, I realized I'm in less pain right now doing chores in the kitchen than I was 3 months ago, high and on the couch. You know,
wow.
because it was causing my pain. It's that synthetic. Go back to the synthetic. Your body cannot fully process
exactly.
it. And it stores all that extra junk in your joints, muscle tissue, your organs. It makes you sick. And it was, you know, and that's why we like to work with addiction recovery. And we've had so much success with that, because I guess revitalization of the actual normal brain chemistry in a person who's been taking things that sort of press the pause button and atrophy in the brain, you know, that your body can't regulate, you know, and know how to use dopamine and endorphins and things like that to naturally combat pain, and, you know, all the other problems that it causes. So it's been fascinating to watch what that will do. But I definitely agree that keeping the plant as whole as possible is the way to go. Well, so let's talk about, well, tell us a little bit about Task Labs. What is Task Labs? Because I know you have Southern Apothecary. I know Southern Apothecary. What is Task Labs?
So I had Task Labs first.
Okay.
I was involved in quality control for research and development. So it's totally different thing. Most of the labs that you're seeing that are DEA certified, et cetera, just running Delta 9 all day and CBD all day.
Mm-hmm.
They're running one little method. They're looking at just a couple of molecules and quantifying. And people are really good at that. But when you're doing research and development, for example, if you're trying to remove all THC, well, you're trying a lot of different things in the chemical engineering space. You're increasing pressure, temperature, you're changing your solvents and your reagents, and you're all of these different variables, and you're producing a lot of different compounds that no one has seen before.
Right.
So you can't send that to a quality control lab or someone who's just used to looking for Delta-9. You have to send it to somebody who's going to look at the whole complex mixture and know how to approach it. And that's what my expertise was for all those years was, okay, how can I touch this and see what everything is in this complex mixture? And people were forming very large molecules when they would add acid to try to remove them from the – there are certain substrates that you can stick these molecules to, and then it loops other compounds off, and then you kind of catch them in buckets or in different vials. And so, like, you'll have a THC, you'll have a CBD and a CBG. Well, when they were adding the acid, sometimes – they were deprotonating a site, they were sticking another molecule on the side, and they were creating really large molecules that no one knew existed. But you'd see a C of A that would say 95%. Well, what's the other 5%? Those are the things that I was delving into with Task Labs. So I had instrumentation, and I have different things that I can look at it with. Mass spectrometry is a very powerful tool to look at things that no one else can see, and that's what my specialty was. So I just kind of get involved on the really fun part to me is the non-routine analytical side. So when people are having a problem with, hey, I can't run this brownie or this gummy because it's not the same as this flour I'm used to running, they come to me and I kind of solve that problem for them.
Okay.
So I can, like, go into your lab, set up that work instruction, and create a method for you and walk away.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's really good. That's I don't know why. I'm picturing in my head all the scenes from, like, those CSI movies. Or shows where they're like trying to figure out what a substance is, and they put
it
in a little vial and into the machine, and then they get this chemical makeup, and then they're like, oh, this is dirt from, you know, down the street on, you know, Power Road at the third block. And you're like, what?
And he murdered him. It's on
Yes. And there's a speck of blood that is 36 hours old.
Yeah.
That's so
cool. You know,
my
first job after my bachelor's degree was, Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences.
Really?
Forensic Sciences.
Oh, wow.
Right out of college.
That is so cool. I love a good
fun murder.
I tell people, they're like, what are you going to watch? I'm like, I never get to watch TV, but I really like serial killers. They fascinate me. That crazy. I've seen every episode of Dexter.
Creeps me out. I can't get through the first one.
Oh, wow. No, see, it fascinates me how crazy people are, because I've met some pretty crazy people. But but to just, you know, I mean, it would take a lot for a normal person to actually kill someone. But when somebody does it for fun, that is fascinating to me. When we come back, we'll be back with Heather, and we're going to talk a little bit about Delta A. And I know you guys might have some questions, and you can call in and ask questions. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're talking to Heather Watson of Southern Apothecary and Task Labs. We were just discussing with her what those two things are. And so, Heather, are you with us?
I'm here.
Okay, making sure. Everybody's so quiet. So we want to talk a little bit about Delta 8. You and I had some extensive conversations about this because, for one thing, in the state of Alabama right now, we've just figured out that there is a bill up for vote. And I believe it's up for vote in the Senate. It's just getting started. The session's only a few more weeks long, though. But it is a ban on synthetic opiates like the Tatiana junk in the gas stations. And so they're trying to add Delta 8 THC and Delta 10 THC to that ban, claiming that it is all synthetic. And so I, of course, got some expertise from Heather here on, you know, how that is true or not. And we just want to go, and I know we've talked about Delta 8 before, guys, but I still have people come in the store every single day and say, oh, it's CBD, right? No, it's not CBD. So I think we can't, we cannot, because of the popularity of it, the fact that it's keeping all of our businesses running right now, that people are discovering this great product and its benefits. But we do need to have a better understanding of it, and we need to need to discuss how to know that you're working with a reputable company like Canabama. That is a shameless plug because I work very hard at trying to be as transparent and compliant as humanly possible, and maybe I don't always get it right, but so far so good, not had any issues, and that I know of, I haven't ever broken any kind of compliance rules. Knock on this fake wood. But anyway, tell us from your perspective as a chemist, Heather, what is Delta 8 THC?
So it's isomer. It's very similar to Delta 9. It's one carbon double bond off of Delta 9 THC. So they behave very similarly in the body. But it will not get you as high.
Right, and Delta 9, just for clarification, Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol is what is listed as a controlled substance. That is what makes weed illegal. It's what makes you high. Well, one of the things. The main thing that makes you high. All right, so continue. I'm sorry.
And it's naturally present in hemp.
Right.
And so people are trying to take advantage of the fact that that is legal and it has these really great effects in the body if you want a little bit stronger pain relief, a little bit more to take the edge off. They're using Delta 8, and it's very effective.
It is. It is very effective. I'm seeing more people that use it for pain, for anxiety. I know that I wouldn't use illegal weed because it's against the law, and I don't like it anyway. But to me, it makes me feel paranoid. It makes me feel trapped in my own body. Something I can't escape. I do not enjoy a high Delta 9 THC content. Delta 8, however, and I was hesitant to try a Delta 8, but Delta 8, however, given that I am high strung and so stressed out all the time, it is really, really more of a body relaxation. Pain reliever, definitely. It makes my joints feel even more fluid, you know, especially after a long, hard day. And it just sort of puts me in a place that I can relax and just let go of the stress of the day, and I sleep really great, even better than with CBD.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are using it for nausea, and I read a medical study about pediatric chemo patients in Jerusalem. They did an official clinical study, and the children on chemo were given a serving of Delta 8 before each treatment, and none of them vomited the entire 8-week study, which I thought was fantastic. And you can Google that. Dr. Meshulam in Jerusalem did that pediatric study, and the results were pretty incredible. I have people that come in that have, you know, from my friend who passed away recently, had terrible pain from stomach cancer. And he was so far gone that, you know, it wasn't enough to sort of prolong his life, but he was able to sort of stay sane a lot of times with the Delta 8 and CBD bath bombs and roll-on. But the Delta 8 gummies and cartridge really helped him, you know, so much more. He was on morphine, he was on Percocet, all that stuff that they give you, and he was still just in abject misery all the time. And the Delta 8 was very comforting to him, and I'm so grateful that I was able to get that for him and give him some comfort, you know, knowing that he was not going to be with us very long, and he was a precious person. So that, to me, to be able to give someone that comfort to sort of curb the side effects of all that treatment is a huge blessing.
I agree. I think it's a fantastic product for that.
Right.
It also reduces, you mentioned you didn't like Delta 9 because of the, like, schizophrenia and, you know, the feeling of being trapped in your body. Like, mm-hmm. This does not have that same effect.
Right. To me, it's less cerebral and it's more, physical. Yeah. And, you know, what people call a body high. Because it makes you less dull mentally. If you overdo it a little bit, it does make you laugh a lot, though, because I had... What happened was I got a real good gummy one day, and it was stronger than I was used to, and it was 2:30 in the afternoon, and, well, hilarity ensued, and then my son strongly encouraged me to just go on home, murder some Taco Bell, and take a nap. But, you know, it's harmless. But we had, I have a lot of people that come in with pain, and they're asking for it, and they don't fully understand it. So, you know, as far as, I don't understand how it's so different from Delta 9 with the anxiety thing, but I don't fully understand, you know, how any of it works, obviously, in a way, like someone like you who's much more educated on chemistry. So can you tell us a little bit about how it's isolated or distilled? You know, what's the right word? Where they pull it out in a concentrated way and make products with it. How does that work?
Well, so they're doing the remediation. So they're doing the extractions, and then they're doing the chemical processing. They're changing the pH with acid. They're doing solid phase chromatography. They're doing several different types of chemistry in order to get this tiny cannabinoid. It's a minor cannabinoid.
Right. It's in trace amounts.
Tiny amount.
Right.
Of plant. They're having to do that to extract that out.
Right.
And then put it into your product. And it's a very expensive process.
Right. Which is why it costs me so much more, and it is a lot more pricey than the CBD.
Right.
Yeah.
And I believe the red flag, everybody wants to make sure it's not being chemically modified or enhanced. I believe that's the alarm. I think that
right. Synthesized.
Not classify
yeah.
that. In any way, is the same as the thioneptine, I believe, is what they're trying to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is not the same worry that they're trying to address with HB2.
Right. It's not like spraying roach spray on plant matter and calling it spice.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. That's very scary, too.
But people are spraying Delta-8 on flour.
Yes.
So I think that is happening.
I think that the main, you know, and then maybe a concern across the board, and correct me if I'm wrong, but all of the concern seems to center around cartridges and anything that's a concentrate.
Right.
Because those tend to have a higher Delta 9, and the concern is that the cartridges and concentrates are going to be hot, meaning they have more than the legal limit of Delta 9. Which is still very, very, very illegal federally and in the state of Alabama.
Right.
And so, you know, I hear things. I talk to people. They tell me things. I know that the DEA is aware that this is happening, and some people are even taking advantage of the confusion over what Delta 8 mm-hmm. and Delta 9 are, and they're actually selling Delta 9 cartridges, or knowingly selling cartridges that are 9% THC, you know, and Delta 9, sorry. Yeah. And that is very, very, very illegal. You know, it's not, it may not be the high percentage dab carts you're getting from your friend in Colorado, wink, wink. But I mean, I don't, but a lot of people do. Or your buddy from California, but it's still enough to definitely change, you know, and impair you. And just the fact remains, it's no longer a commodity. It's no longer like broccoli and soy and corn. It is like heroin, considered by the government like heroin and LSD. It is illegal, and you will go to jail.
That's why you have to find a reputable source. And
right.
I have seen several manufacturers of the large amounts that people are rebranding or formulating and selling. I've worked with a lot of the manufacturers to see if they know what they're doing, and a lot of them are chemically converting CBD
right.
to Delta 8. And so you've got to make sure, first of all, if they're doing it, are they doing it safely?
Right.
But are they doing pH tests? Do they even know what they're looking for on a C of A? I saw some guy who was who had 4 C of A's for one lot number. Four different labs, three of the C of A's said 80% to 82% Delta 8. And the other one said 95% Delta 8. Well, he's going to sell to the consumer or to the
formulator. Right, he's going to market it at that one with the higher.
95%.
Right.
And I looked into the chromatography, and what was happening, that's like the background where the data came from, is the Delta 9 and the Delta 8 were co-eluting at the same time. And so it was really 15% Delta 9.
Wow.
And that's where you're getting these hot cartridges.
That's stronger than street weed.
It's pretty dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's not worth going to jail for.
It's certainly not.
It's not worth going to jail for. You know, it's really not. Yeah. I know that our house carts, you know, we heard some rumblings about, you know, it needing to go to DEA approved labs. And so our manufacturer sent them back for testing, and the testing that they had couldn't differentiate the Delta 8 and the Delta 9. So he sent it on to another lab that was approved by the DEA and that could tell the difference. They could separate the two and know what's what. And we got them back and they were good. They were legit. And we have one. We have one strain. And I know some of the bigger companies that we work with are doing their due diligence, but I'm very, very careful about that. When we come back for the last segment, we'll go over a little bit more about Delta 8. If you guys have any questions, it's 343-0106.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back to the final segment of Sweet Home Cannabama tonight. We're talking with Dr. Heather Watson of Southern Apothecary and Task Labs about Delta 8. Heather, the Farm Bill defines hemp as a commodity as long as it is below 0.3% THC content. It doesn't matter what the plant looks like or who planted the seed with what intention. If when it's pulled it has below 0.3, then it's considered a hemp plant. And it's a commodity. There's even protection in the law that it's a felony to interrupt the interstate trafficking of it because it's a commodity. So, but they're taking, I think, the percentages I've heard, 94%, I think, of hemp that was planted last year was planted for CBD.
Yeah.
So now there's this massive amount of biomass flooding the market for pennies on the dollar, and people don't know what to do with it. And we just went through the worst year to be small business owners and farmers in human history. So everybody's trying to figure out how can they revitalize their businesses, including Cannabama. So Delta 8 sort of came on the scene, and everybody's singing its praises. But we do want people to do their due diligence and know what they're getting, because we need to know what we're giving our customers. That's the whole entire point of what we're doing, is we're giving it to these people, and we should know these things. And if, like me, I'm not exactly learned on Delta 8, I'm learning, you call somebody like Heather and you get the answers. So let's talk about the biggest question that I get asked, because, well, once people realize, no, it's not CBD, they want to know, can you pass a drug test? So can you?
Probably not. It depends, of course, on your body's metabolism. It depends on how much you had and how far away the blood or urine test is from your consumption.
Right.
But Delta 8 and Delta 9 THC metabolites. Metabolites are what your body produces once you've, like, kind of chewed up and digested all these little molecules.
Mm-hmm.
It's what comes out the other side. That is what the hospital or the testing facility is looking at, is the metabolites. And those metabolites for Delta 8 and Delta 9, they're the same. They're going to trigger your positive test for THC.
Right, right. So it's different than
not
the people.
CBD. Right.
Well, when people come in and they want to smoke our high CBD flower, and it's great quality flower, and they love it, and they really want to smoke it, and I'm like, look, you're going to fail eventually. I'm not going to sugarcoat that for you, and I know you want me to tell you you can do this, but you can't, and not worry about it. But we recommend that people test themselves. You know, try a little bit every day until you trigger a test and sort of, gauge where you are with your metabolism, you know. And we talk about the fact that, you know, sweating is the way that THC comes out of the body faster. And yeah. It depends on your diet and your body mass index and, you know, how active you are, how sick you are. All those things come into play. Genetics, all those things matter, you know, what medications you take, whether your body and your organs are functioning properly. And I try to teach people that THC stores in the fat cells and, you know, all those things that people don't think to even ask or want to know. We try to overshoot it with everything to make sure that our safety is overshot, but make sure our information is overshot so that things that they wouldn't even know to ask are answered, and then they know they can come back with more questions. So,
right.
You know,
I would rather give someone too much information that is correct and let them make their own decisions. Delta
exactly.
A, CBD, whatever it is.
Right. And anybody out there who can't give you the exact information that Heather is giving you, including myself, you need, you know, if they're not willing to say, you know what, I don't really know for sure, or I don't have all the answers, you know, they need to be willing to go out and get it before you're willing to buy from them. Because right. If you have, I mean, your word is all you have. And I've worked very hard at trying to sort of set a bar. You guys are right there on board with me, and our philosophies are so similar about having integrity and having transparency and being as natural as possible and not trivializing the medicine.
Yeah,
and that's what I appreciate so much about you guys and Corey. So Corey is so serious all the time.
You have got to make clay. I know you only know.
I know, I know, I know. There's like one musketeer that I don't even remember the guy's name. I just know Corey and his luxurious mane of hair, but he's so serious all the time. He has the best hair I think I've ever seen. It's true, and it's funny because he always has it up. And we met for lunch. I brought my son's girlfriend with me to Birmingham, and we met for lunch, and he had it down. And I was like, is that Corey? Good God, it's down to his waist. It's beautiful, though. It's the most beautiful dark curly hair ever. But he's so serious. So it's really funny to me that it's almost like I don't know what the right word is, but it almost doesn't go with how serious he is. but you guys have so much integrity, and like I said earlier, you guys are some of the smartest people that I know, because you are literally, you know, teaching the nuts and bolts, the individual compounds down to the letter, and I appreciate that so much. And your input and your take on things is always very enlightening to me, and I appreciate you being willing to share some of that with us. Do you think that the state is overreaching, or do you think that what they're doing comes from, you know, legitimate concerns that, you know, this needs to be looked at, maybe not banned, but it needs to be regulated?
It does not need to be banned. That is, I believe it's overreach, and the way it was slipped in, like,
right, it was snuck in, yeah, like, yeah. They were trying to sneak it in the back door, like, no, uh-uh. You know, y'all have done enough for our small businesses. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't like that. I do want, and that's just it. I'm such a libertarian about these types of things.
Right.
I don't like government overreach.
Right.
I would like more transparency on how it was made. Is it synthetic? Was it isolated from the plant?
Right.
Could you do that economically? Like, I want to trace that back and confirm that it was not chemically altered.
Yes.
And, you know, like they do sometimes with the zero T remediation.
Right.
That's not safe because no one knows to look, not even at the DEA certified lab. They are not looking for these larger molecules that I have seen that occur when they have added acid and they've done these extensive chemical processing similar
right.
to making spice or something illegal like that. There's a reason those types of molecules are illegal.
Right.
And so, yes, looking into it, push the pause button. Don't ban it. Let's go and, like, maybe set up a requirement that it has to be from hemp and not.
Or maybe let's get somebody to make a bill that says that if Heather and Corey don't approve it, then you can't sell it. I'd be cool with that.
No.
Yes. Nobody else talks about it like you guys do. Really. I mean, I've even heard some people in the industry are like, oh, it's all synthetic. It's all this. It's all, and they're doom, doom, doom. But they don't explain why. They don't explain their position, and that's not good enough to me. I understand it so much better.
Right. The verbiage passes the hemp 28 or the farm bill 2018. It passes, right? Because no one has specifically excluded it.
Right. But that's the problem, is that there's such a lack of wording.
It's totally illegal to do any of these chemical conversions and then sell it.
Right.
So
right.
We just need to confirm that the CBD that's on the market that's flooded is not being, you know,
right,
converted to Delta 8 and then sold without any quality control measures.
All right.
That is dangerous.
Tell us where to find Southern Apothecary. Besides Canabama.
We have a store at shopapothecary.com.
Okay, Shop Apothecary.
Southapothecary.com.
Okay.
And Task Labs, you can find us at tasklabsci.com.
And that's TASC, Task.
Yes. LABSCI.com.
Okay. All right. And you can get a raw tincture from Southern Apothecary with a Canabama logo on it at Canabama. Thank you so much, Heather, for being with us and for, you know, unapologetically giving us the truth, because that's what we're here for. And, you know, some people might not like it, but it is what it is. Join us next week. We're going to talk to the author of Weed Mom. And thank you for joining us tonight on Sweet Home Canabama. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host. Good night.